The following may contain language that is not suitable for all audiences. The Low Fact Podcast, here live in color.
In color, not less.
I can't think of anything else.
3D?
Cinemascope?
What do you call audio, not 3D?
Stereo? Dolby?
How many dimensions are there, bro?
Actually?
It's like six, right?
No, there's only three.
Three, four... Three dimensions.
No. Three axes, X, Y, and Z.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you're thinking of like science fiction movies and such, aren't you?
Or spiritual dimensions.
Spiritual dimensions?
Yeah, like God.
God's a dimension?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Heaven's like the fourth dimension, God's like the sixth dimension.
I think you've been...
Angel's like the fifth dimension.
I think you've been partaking in too much recreational.
I have not.
Oh, man.
It's my sister. Okay, now we're back.
We're back. Sorry, that was a little bit of a call from family coming in.
All right, so before we get started talking about some random inane BS, I will tell y'all this. Guilt is a tool used to manipulate, especially from people who don't know you. So don't let it happen.
Really?
Especially if you're an emotion-centric type person, yeah.
Well, I know that mothers use guilt all the time to control you. Or manipulate you.
In what sense?
Well, they're always like... They say things to elicit guilt so that they can get you to behave a certain way.
Never worked on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm totally susceptible to the guilt trip. I thought Asian mothers were experts at the guilt trip, like only next to like, it's like Jewish mothers and Asian mothers are famous for that.
It depends on the recipient.
Yeah.
You can be an extremely good-hearted and good-natured person and still
and not be susceptible.
And still want people to suffer.
Really?
Yeah. It's a mystery.
How does that work?
It's a mystery.
So life's a mystery?
No, just that personality trait. I think there are plenty of people who are good-natured, caring individuals who really have a sadistic streak to them.
That doesn't seem right.
That's a scary person, though.
I am very annoyed right now because every time we record, this fucker with the rubbish truck shows up. And it ruins our recording.
Maybe we should do it at different times.
We do it at different times. And this guy always, he doesn't come at the same time.
We do it at pretty much the usual time. So if this guy always comes when we record, let's make his life kind of miserable and start doing it like at 8 in the morning. You know. 10 at night. But back to the guilt thing. Yeah, I mean, the people that don't care about you use your guilt to manipulate you to get what they want or to get stuff from you and out of you. And I think it's time that there should be a little bit more bargain for exchange nowadays. You know, too many people have done too much shit for free. I think it's time to start being a little bit more transactional. Especially to people that are supposed to be providing services to us. Like folks that work at giant government bureaucracies.
Uh-huh.
And folks that want to be in charge of those giant government bureaucracies.
Would that be politicians?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, why is it that their cronies are the only ones kind of getting more?
Seems funny those people bringing the guilt trip, though. doesn't it?
Well, also, they're also very miserable people, no matter what they say. I mean, you know, people said, a lot of people that don't have money, like me, seem to think that if you have money, that that's the answer to all your problems.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the multiplier of your problems.
The money.
Yeah. So when people sit there and talk about, oh, look at all these billionaires that got all this money and things are so great and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know what? Nah. That's like living in the mind of a hooker.
Not very fun.
Or a porno actress.
Ooh, not very fun.
You know, I don't care what you say.
Don't you say the porno act? Well, they're all the same. Yeah. Hookers, porno actresses, strippers.
Yeah. I don't care what you say about how great your life is. I can tell. I can smell despair.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, pain.
There seems a lot of that around here in this neighborhood.
I'm like a weird emotional dog. Isn't there, though? Huh?
In this particular neighborhood that we're in?
In certain areas. In certain areas,
it just seems like a lot of people are just miserable.
And a lot of that's a choice.
And I'm just like, why? You seem miserable. Like,
a lot of that is a choice.
You know, I mean, I know that, like, things are not great for some of these people. For a lot of people. I don't know why I'm saying, like, excluding myself, but...
But you're saying that, like, it's never been that way. I think it's always been that way.
That they've always been miserable?
No, it's always been that way. Life has always been super tough. Life has always been super whatever. If it weren't, why would people want to go watch other people kill each other so much and call that entertainment? Why would people sit there and...
What are you talking about?
Gladiatorial games, Aztec games, jousting tournaments.
Mm.
People are trying to do anything that they can to get their minds off of whatever it is that they're doing and, you know... Calling it entertainment, and you know, the folks that like to believe that they are artistes, auteurs, you know, saying stupid shit like, you know, the moon was the first TV or fire was the first TV, like, you know.
It probably was.
No, man, people like to see other people suffer too much, and that's because your life kind of sucks.
Right.
So, am I the way I am because my life kind of sucks? Maybe. Do I really care anymore? Not one bit.
I don't think your life sucks, though.
My life doesn't suck, but you know what? I'll let anybody think that it does. I ain't got no money. I ain't got no friends. Got no woman. Got nothing.
Yeah.
But,
no friends? What am I, chopped liver?
Yeah, actually, you kind of are, man. You're sitting there always, like, beating on me, trying to take all my money.
Oh, man.
Eating all my food. You're always bullying me.
Man,
you made me lose my train of thought.
I'm trying to make you lose your train of thought right now.
Okay,
my feelings are hit.
Ugh, come on, you ain't got no feelings. You like that lamp on the IKEA commercials?
It has no feelings.
What was I gonna say? Ah, well, I lost it. So the most profound statement that you were ever going to hear in your life was now ruined by the other half of this podcast team.
That's what I'm always trying to do, is ruin your train of thought.
Well, then you're doing a very good job of it. You're like I'm like Harrison Bergeron here.
I wonder if people who listen hate the fact that I do that.
I'm like a really stupid Harrison Bergeron.
They're like, here. He was on a roll and he just fucked it up again.
Stupid, unathletic, not good looking.
Oh, you're the opposite of Harrison.
I'm the anti Bergeron.
Anti Bergeron. I think you just invented a new phrase.
Okay. So, yeah. So, look. I was actually thinking about this not too long ago. About when I was younger, I thought Brave New World was stupid. And I thought Aldous Huxley was just kind of high because, to me, the central theme of his book was that modern society is basically emulating Henry Ford and his process.
Okay.
Henry Ford didn't do jack shit except invent a process.
Well, Aldous Huxley's a dude, right?
I believe.
Okay.
And the process that was used, as I think about it, is an inferior process. And it is tailor-made for our species because our species really, really, really likes to attach itself to the inferior.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like, this is going over my head, man.
Well, no, look. In any, if it is true to any group, 20% is kind of worth it, and the rest is crap, right? Is the percentage that's always thrown out? Okay. Correct.
Yeah.
Well, that means 80% of us is flotsam. We are debris.
Like useless.
More useless than useless.
Okay.
Because I believe that humans as a species is pretty useless. Actually, all life is kind of useless.
Useless.
Yeah, well, in that it doesn't add to anything. What have we added to the world? What are we adding to the world now? We're such complete crap, somebody else had to come and pay for our mistakes. And we believe consistently throughout the generations that that payment should keep on coming.
Well, I don't think human beings...
It's so ingrained in ourselves that we try to cheat. I think that's a pretty inferior way of living.
So what about art, philosophy, all that stuff?
What about it?
That's no good.
Some random person? Like everybody creates all that stuff?
Well, no, it's like
people. Okay, so a few people have done it, and all of a sudden that elevates everybody else.
Well,
you're taking my statements a little too, I don't know, to heart, maybe?
Well, you're basically saying that all of humanity is useless.
Well, so I'm a useless person saying everybody else is useless. I mean, oh, gee. It's like a cockroach sitting there talking about other cockroaches being dirty. Who cares?
Me.
Why? It's not like God sitting there saying that.
Well, because I think it's...
It's like an earthworm talking to other earthworms saying, you guys are just like eating dirt and just shitting.
I don't agree with you, but I don't have a, you know, I don't have like a...
Well, there's no need to have like...
I'm just like, you're wrong.
Fine, that's all. That's good enough.
Is it?
Yeah, because I'm being sidetracked here. From a main point, for as long as I can remember, as long as I've had consciousness, it seems like we are going for the Dexatrim answer. And then when I and then in my studies of societies and stuff, that hasn't changed.
The fuck is Dexatrim?
I'm so glad you asked, because I was afraid I was going to have to explain it to people that didn't know. So Dexatrim was a diet aid back in the... Well, back in this country, up until probably around the 90s.
Okay. It was big in the 80s.
Probably. It's a caffeine pill.
Okay.
Before that, it might have actually been amphetamines.
Okay.
But everyone knows... Okay, for those of you who don't know...
Oh, it probably had speed in it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
But for people that don't know, lots of caffeine and amphetamines can kind of help you lose weight.
Right.
But... It's a real short-term, non-lasting solution, right?
You turn into a speedhead?
No, I think it might not even work after a while.
Mm.
So, and that's what I talk about the simplistic solution that we always tend to go after, right? Oh, there's been another shooting. Let's get rid of guns.
Right.
Oh, you know. What else is there? Oh, somebody OD'd on... There's too many fat people. Let's get rid of calories. Or what was the other one? Sugary drinks, right? It wasn't quite that stupid. It was, let's get rid of sugary drinks.
Right.
What are you going to do about the sugar lobby that paid you all this money to say fat was bad and put sugar in everything?
Yeah, yeah.
Or the corn lobby that sits there and talks about how gas is bad, so let's spend a gallon of gas to make a gallon of...
Ethanol.
Corn oil, corn fuel.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Or anything that gets promoted by the people who are in charge and say, you know, let me take care of things for you. All they're really taking care of is ways to soak up all the resources. I mean, we're such assholes. What we want to do is have everyone else be a slave or indentured servant, and for us to live like some kind of king. When I say us, it's the people in charge, and I am so far away from that, I don't think I'll even come close. The only way I could come close to that is if I become some kind of like political leader and take over and then switch places, you know, like the commies like to do.
Mm.
And have it, isn't it funny that the only people that are into communism are people that are really super poor, really super educated, and really super wealthy?
Right. It's not the middle.
So why would someone who's super wealthy sit there and talk about how wealth is no good?
Shouldn't
people see the people that are saying stuff like that and going, that's fucked up?
The fact that people aren't saying that just
sitting in a strip club watching somebody get a private dance and him yelling at everybody to get out because strip clubs are nasty and they're dangerous and they're bad for your soul.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it defies logic.
So anyway, yeah, so the Dexatrim solution, that's what people really latch on to.
A short-term solution that's no good.
That's inferior.
Right. Because it's easy, right?
Well, no, it
seems easier.
No, it's not ideal. But it can seem to help a lot of people, right? The assembly line method has taken lots of people out of poverty and starvation.
Yep.
But the food that it creates is crap. Without the assembly line procedure, we wouldn't have mass transit. We wouldn't have any of the stuff that we have right now in terms of, like, transportation.
Yeah.
But is that transportation really any good?
Well, I don't know. Well,
it's good enough.
Good enough.
Right? It's just like when you to win a war. You don't need the best weapons. You just need a shitload of good enough weapons.
Right. And good enough is mostly works, right?
No, good enough does work.
Well, except if, as you say, with the food, you get a bunch of bad food that's probably, like, killing people.
Well, that's fine, because we don't need people to live for a long time. We need people to live long enough to have kids and raise those kids to be old enough to have more kids.
Raise those kids and raise them to be stupid enough to not question anything.
Well, no, if we want to continue as a species, the only thing that we need to do
is breed.
Logically, is to get to an age where we can have kids and then raise those kids to the point where they're pretty close to or old enough to have kids of their own.
Right.
And after that happens, we're unnecessary. We can just die. You know, the sad women get all ticked off about whatever it is they get ticked off about. But my only purpose as a male in a society is to impregnate someone and die fighting off an enemy of the society. and in order for that, and maybe not, well, in that order, right?
That just, like, doesn't, yeah.
So really, really, to society, I should be dead by now because I'm kind of past, I'm past the age where I could be of any service as a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, going down to brass tacks.
I knew you were going to fucking say brass tacks.
Okay, then going down to, like, you know, tin tacks.
I just had a feeling you were going to say brass tacks.
Going down to, like, nut tacks.
Ugh.
You know, going down to the nuts of the matter. That's all that a male needs to be. So when right. so you know, any women that ever are in earshot of my voice, and I say all you're supposed to do is, like, pop out some kids.
Mm.
And that's all you're good for as a woman. Well, you know. Don't get too pissed off because I'm supposed to die.
Right.
Potentially a horrible, disfiguring death fighting off our enemies. That's all I'm supposed to do as a male.
So then there's a bunch of people who are useless then, is what you're saying.
I don't.
Based on that.
I don't think that
analysis.
When I say the word useless, yes, I'm a very blunt person and I throw terms out there willy-nilly, but you know, what seems to really kind of get your goat and a lot of other people is that you will sit there and just kind of focus on some statement.
Yeah, I know. I just
instead of the meaning.
Yeah.
Of what I'm saying.
Well, maybe it's the way that you put it, though.
I just said that, you know. And the funny thing is when I was in other iterations, like when I was working and stuff, and people would sit there and say, oh, you know, so-and-so's really blunt, so, you know, don't take it to heart and blah, blah, blah.
About you?
No, about other people.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there going, I really don't care how they are, you know? if they're going to throw that at me, they've got to be perfectly willing to accept it back, which nobody is.
Right.
Which I think I'm different about that in that matter. Yeah, I'm blunt and I'll say all this shit, but you know what? Throw it back at me. I should be able to take it. If I'm going to dish it out, I've got to be able to take it.
Yeah, but you're also like very quick on your feet and quick to able to like.
Oh, not anymore. Not anymore, man. Yeah. Not anymore.
You still are.
No, I need practice. That's a perishable skill.
They don't want to fucking get into it with you.
Get into what? There's nothing to get into. It's not like I'm a belligerent person.
But you put forth a statement, whatever statement you're going to put forth. And most people, it's weird. Like most people, I've seen people that disagree with you, but they'll never sit there and disagree with you to your face.
Well, that's stupid.
Because they don't, for whatever reason, they don't want to get into it.
Because usually the conversation will run exactly like this. This is the conversation that it runs, podcast people. I think this is X. And then there's another person like, I disagree. And here's me. Okay. End of discussion.
Okay.
It's all about, it's all opinion
anyway.
So you don't
think you get into it with people?
I will get into it with people if they're talking about facts. If I say 2 + 2 = 4 and some weirdo says, no, no, 2 + 2 = 6, I will say, are you fucking high? If I have 4 apples, 1, 2, 3, 4, right? If I have 2 apples and I add 2 more apples to that, how many apples do I have? 4. How are you going to say I got fucking 6 apples?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not what I'm talking about. Because, you know, you have to think about it this way. Go smoke some pot and, you know, throw up somewhere. Yo, weirdo. I'll get into people about stuff like that. But I'm not going to get into it with people like, oh, you know, what is it? Is there a God? That's a personal conviction. Mm-hmm. Is there a God? Yes.
I always find it funny that people that, I know we're not talking about God, but people that don't believe in God get so upset at people who say they believe in God. I'm like, what do you care?
Because they're just as religious as the people who believe in God or say that they believe in God. Right. Have you ever noticed that the super devout, if you will, uh-huh. like the super fundamentalist folks, mm-hmm. whether they are religious or atheistic?
Right.
They're the same kind of people. They believe in their doctrine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whole hog.
That's true.
And not only do they believe it whole hog, they have to change everyone else's mind to believe what they believe. And, you know, some people believe that comes from fear, right? Like I told you, I think that most Christians are just scared to death that there is no hell.
Right.
Which is why that they're trying to convince everybody that there is a hell and get on board. Like, because, right. you know, I'm pretty sure there are going to be tons of people that are very upset because after they die, they're going to you know, ascend up to be with their whatever it is. And they're going to find people like me up there going, ha!
Well, that would be very annoying.
Clearly, you have a very dizzy intellect.
Yes. I wouldn't be very happy.
But, yeah, so to go back to what I was kind of leading off with, we as a species prefer to take the very simplistic, short-term, not very good solution to things. Most of us do. Maybe even all of us. And if we are going to live up to our hype, I think some of us need to start not doing that. The number that gets thrown around is 10% all the time, right? I remember when I was watching an old show about the concussions in football.
Uh-huh.
Somebody from the NFL was saying, look, if 10% of the moms out there decide that their kids are not going to play Pop Warner football,
it's over.
The NFL would cease to exist.
It's done.
Yeah. So,
you know, when you're talking about the hype, I was just thinking, oh, man, maybe you and I, we need like a hype man.
We do need a hype.
Wherever we go, we need someone like, here comes Matt and Dave. Here they come, guys. Like, hype them up, man. Like, I need someone like that to just hype me up, like, all the time.
Whenever you come into a room?
Yeah. Here comes Matt.
Coming in from Auckland, New Zealand, yeah. weighing in at 400 kilograms.
Yeah, I think we know.
The master of disaster, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, Kiwi Man. You were like, ah.
I'm just doing my my sumo slap.
But, yeah, so we kind of need to get away, and I hope more people join. Because I've been fighting against the tide for the last 30-some-odd years, and I've been fighting alone, so I've been losing badly.
Yeah, it's time we need some more crew.
And I'm so stupid. I'm too stupid and obstinate to not. Right? I mean, I'm one of those dumbasses that you show, like, the hard way and an easy way, and I'm like, I'll take the hard way.
Yeah, so come join our hard way.
Not necessarily, you know, just don't join the dickheads.
I thought you were going to say the dictators.
No, that's who they are. The dictators are the dickheads.
Yeah.
You know, all the people that are kind of gliming on, like you like to say.
Yeah.
The folks.
Glomming on.
Is it glomming on?
I think it's glom.
Whatever it is, the people that are basically just kind of soaking up everybody else's work. And it's not even everybody else, right? There's that other 80-20 rule, like 20% of the people do all 80% of the work.
Yeah.
So...
I fucking hate people.
Huh?
I said I fucking hate people most of the time.
Not if you're one of the 80% that are sitting there.
No, just I hate those fucking... Okay, I don't hate people. I hate those fucking people.
You hate the people that are just kind of...
Yeah, the people that are sitting there and sucking off the people that are working.
The able-bodied, you mean? Because...
Yeah, I mean... I mean the able-bodied ones that choose not to fucking work.
Look, in a population, there are people that are too old and too young to do anything. So there's that area in between those two. I don't know how many people there are.
But it just seems like a lot of stuff, and this is where there's no time to talk about it today, but we can talk about it on another future podcast. But it just seems like there's a lot of stuff that now exists to protect the useless able-bodied people who are essentially glomming on to everybody else that's working.
That's kind of the way it's always been.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, it's fucking bullshit.
And the ones that are pulling the strings, have all the money, have all the power, whatever, they're trying to convince everybody else that they're the ones that are useful.
Right.
And then, you know...
The pigs.
Yeah, and then they're telling people later on, it's like, okay, you know, okay, you've been, or your ancestors have been a victim of all this negative whatever. Mm-hmm. So now it's time to take what's yours. How can you take what's yours if you're the one that's been robbed? Are you supposed to now go out and rob?
I don't know.
See, it's those people that make those kind of comments. Like that's why the whole I hate the fact that I sit there and keep on talking about communists and stuff because, you know.
Why?
It's like a dead horse, but it's also like, okay, fascism, communism, both of them pretty shitty. How come we only hate fascism? Is it because the commies have better PR?
Yes.
But that's the thing about like okay, so...
And there's tons of commies running around.
Yeah, but the people that talk about how they're into that ism, they're super wealthy. When someone's super wealthy...
That's where it breaks down. I'm just like, how can you take this person seriously?
Well, you should. Point, right? You shouldn't.
Like, how can you fucking take this person seriously?
You shouldn't, and yet people do. You shouldn't.
People are stupid. People are too stupid.
Well, that's the first thing that we need to kind of write. You're one of the big things that the self-help books always say is like, you know, in order to solve a problem, you need to recognize there's a problem.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, let's recognize there's a solution. There's a situation. Situation is most of us are dumb.
Yeah. So that needs to be remedied.
I mean, because have you ever talked to anybody that sat there and talked about how stupid they were?
No, not really. Well, I think if people say that, they don't really mean it.
Yeah, I've never heard an actual dumb person talk about how dumb they are.
I think when people talk about being how they're kind of stupid, it's usually they don't really mean it. It's like tongue in cheek or whatever, or it's just a mechanism to, I don't know, get something.
And okay, well, I'm a pretty self deprecating sort of person,
right?
And a lot of people that I know,
they don't like it when you do that.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there going,
it's usually women that don't like it that say you shouldn't do that.
People that are very emotion centric, because I've got a buddy who's not a woman, but he is kind of like a woman.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's not always woman.
But I love him to death. Woman. I love him to death. But you know, he's very. He's
I wonder
very,
if he knows who he is when you say if he's listening.
I don't think he does, but if he does, he'll know and he'll chuckle.
Okay.
Because he knows. He knows he's very emotion centric. He don't like, and he's already, he's even told me, he's like, I don't like it when you do that. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
He's like, why are you so down on yourself? I'm like, I don't know that I'm really down. I'm just brutally honest.
Right. But why does the emotional person not like that?
I think they equate negative emotions with just negativity.
Right.
And
because our friend Cindy used to hate that too. She used to hate it when...
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she hated it when you did that.
I didn't know that.
She fucking hated it.
Oh.
She was like, that was like her least favorite thing.
Really?
Yeah, because it was like, she saw it as like you being like very negative and being down on yourself. And then she didn't see that as a particularly productive thing. She never told you?
No. But she did. I totally didn't listen. But negativity is necessary. You know why? In order to have electricity, you need a positive and a negative.
That's stupid.
But, you know, yeah, okay. But, yeah, I don't know why people would not like that. But I could... I can't even say I get it. Anyway, we are way past time. And so...
We're not way past time.
What needs to happen...
We're only like 3 minutes past time, bro.
Is for y'all to like, comment, subscribe, and spread the word.
Come and join our shitty movement.
No.
It's not a shitty movement. I mean our movement.
That makes it sound like it's a bowel movement. Come and join our little movement.
Yes.
Our mini
movement.
That sounds
like a bowel movement, too.
A mini movement?
Yeah.
What's the word? An unsatisfying bowel movement. So now that things have denigrated down to shit, we know the time has come for us to say goodnight.
It always denigrates to shit.
So like, subscribe, do all the things to make us into a powerhouse to, I don't know.
So that we can, like, affect some good things.
So that we can make people, so that we can make the establishment folks quick in their boots.
Yeah, I can think of another good t-shirt, but we'll save it.
All right.
Okay, bye.